From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Cowboy Copas.
Another chance to prove what you can be. Any old time you want to come back home, drop me a line and say the more you roam, you'll find me right here like the day you left me alone. Any old time you want to come back
just a whole lot, neighbors, and a great big welcome to all of you to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, sir. Tonight's all-star cast, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, and the entire Opry gang.
And for your extra pleasure, we've invited two good neighbors of ours, fellows who write and sing some of the finest country music on the Grand Ole Opry. It's Charlie and Ara, the Luvan Brothers. The Luvans will be along in just a little while. Right now comes an old friend of everybody's. He's Tennessee's answer to the Prince of Monaco, the handsome Hohenwald handler of hijinks, Rodney Brasfield!
Pretty good, Rodney. How
good,
are you doing?
Good to see you, Cooper.
Good to see you.
Hey, Cope, did you hear about them two Texas fleas?
Two Texas fleas?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe so. What about them?
They bought their own dog.
No!
Hey, Cope, didn't I see you the other day on television?
You sure did.
Boy, that's a wonderful invention, ain't it?
Oh, it's fine, Rod.
Yes, sir. You can sit right in the living room and see anything you want to see.
Yeah, just anything.
Yeah, you don't have to get out of the house for nothing.
That's right.
You can see baseball games.
Yeah.
Football games.
Oh, yeah.
Horse races.
Yeah. Fights.
See fights.
Wrestling.
See anything you want to see.
Yeah.
You don't have to get out of the house for nothing.
That's right.
Now, you take down there in Hornwall in the country where I come from.
Yeah.
We have to get out of the house for everything, you know. The TV is a wonderful invention.
It sure is.
I'm so mad I could eat a goat burger. You
what?
Ain't got one, have you?
No, I ain't.
I went over here to the cafe a while ago to get me a little dab of grub.
Yeah.
And there was a pretty little waitress come in there to wait on me.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she had frog legs. And she says, no, I've had rheumatism makes me walk.
Oh! Sorry.
And I asked her, I said, honey, what kind of soup have y'all got?
Soup. Eh?
Yeah, and she said, named over the soup, said it had split pea soup.
Yeah.
And tomato soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Oxtail soup.
Oxtail soup.
I said, oxtail soup. She says, yes, oxtail soup.
Why, of course.
I said, well, that's going too far back for soup. I finally ate me a hamburger, Copas.
Is that right?
I ate me a hamburger and drunk me a soda pop, see?
You did, huh?
And I went up to pay the little woman behind the cash register there, and she charged me 85 cents for that there hamburger and the soda pop.
She did.
Made me so mad if I could have found a soft place, I'd have fainted. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, I don't reckon.
85 cents.
Woo, that's high.
Well, I went ahead and paid her anyhow, and I started out the door, and I happened to look back and see she had something around her neck.
Yeah.
And I said, lady, what is that around your neck?
Yeah.
She says, that's my necklace. What do you think it is? I said, well, I thought maybe it might be a garter. Everything else is so high around
You know, Rodney, you come from way down there in the sticks, down there in Hohenwald, Tennessee. You're so doggone dumb. You're going to come up here in the big city of Nashville or some other city, and one of these city slickers is going to bump into you and steal your watch from you, buddy.
Steal my watch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah, here's your watch.
Much obliged, Copas. Here's yours.
No! No!
Hey, Copas, are you much of a prophet? I mean, can you predict things for sure?
Well, I can predict this. Every time you light up with Prince Albert smoking tobacco, you're going to get natural tobacco taste.
Well, you did pick a sure thing there. You know, everybody knows that Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And when you consider how PA's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of the choice tobacco, you understand how come you get that good tobacco taste. Yes, sir, it's there in every pipe full of PA.
You said it. Prince Albert is mighty cool and comfortable. Fact is, it's crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes smooth and long burning.
So be sure of natural tobacco taste in your next pipe or making cigarette. Get yourself some Prince Albert, taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. That's Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Anytime a fella can write and sing a good country song, you've got a real combination. But when there's two fellas who write and sing them, that's a downright unbeatable combination. That's what's headed our way right now. Here they are, the Lubin Brothers. Yeah! Arta, we're awfully glad to have you boys with us, and tell us what the Lubins have been doing.
Thank you very much, Copas. It's mighty fine to be a part of this wonderful program. Well, we've been singing and traveling and meeting with folks all over the country since we've seen you last.
Well, that's mighty fine, and we're awfully happy to have you here as a guest on the Grand Ole Opry. And tell us, Arta, which one of the fine songs would you like to do for us?
We'd like to pull a new one on you tonight, if you don't mind. We hope you like it. Hoping that you're hoping.
Boy, that's good.
Every breath I take, I'm hoping that you're hoping that I'm hoping you return to me. Can you remember, dear, when you said if I ever stopped loving you, you'd rather be dead? Well, dear, I don't know what on earth changed your mind. No matter who's holding you, your heart is still mine. About the way you cuddled up and cuddled up and filled me with your charm, I get dizzy in the head, and when it's seeming that I'm dreaming, I'm locked in your loving arms.
Hey,
the day I'm making love.
without you and without you, life is just a crazy dream. Every breath I take, I'm hoping that you're hoping that I'm hoping you return to me.
Singing by the Lubin Brothers. And here's some mighty fine fiddling being served up by Johnny Tony for the Grand Ole Opry Square Dance. So grab your partner, everybody, and let's go! Take a little break from the picking and singing and dancing. Take just long enough to remind you that tomorrow is Sunday, a day of rest, a day for attending the church of your faith. We'd like to underline that thought with our sacred song tonight, When Jesus Beckons Me Home. What will my answer be? What can I say when Jesus calls me home? What can I bring that will ever repay the wonderful love he has shown? Day follows night, night follows day. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Copas, what do you think is the secret of Prince Albert's success with making smokers?
Why, Grant, that's no secret at all. Everybody knows P.A. rolls easy, smokes mild and tasty.
Well, that's part of the story. You see, Prince Albert is the makings of a perfect smoke because it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. The rich, natural flavor of choice tobacco is held and heightened by P.A.'s own special process.
And besides, Prince Albert is crimped cut to roll neat and easy. It won't blow around or dribble out the ends. No wonder P.A. is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Fellas, test P.A. yourselves. Roll your next making cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
And now, friends and neighbors, it's time for the king of the guitar players, Mr. Chester Atkins over here, and he's doing for us the St. Louis Blues. Come in, Chet. Just a whole heap. Well, sir, here comes the high spot of the week for me and for you, too. It's time for some gossip, and that means a lot of fun, because the gossip is dished out by our gal Saturday, Cousin Minnie!
Gonna have to get together here. And that wouldn't be a bad idea either. Well, sir, I tell you, this parking problem around Nashville is just getting awful. You know that? I can't get nobody to park with me. But one thing about it, though, I've got a lot of handsome fellas up here on the Grand Ole Opry stage with me, I tell you. Now, you take Rodley Brassfield. Ain't he just cute as a bug's ear? Come to think of it, that's what he looks like, as a bug's ear. The last one I seen. But I tell you, we have a game we play up here at the Grand Ole Opry. You see, I chase the fellas, and they run away from me. And then the fellas run away from me, and I chase them.
Oh.
One day we do one and one the other. Oh, it's more fun. I don't really have to worry. I've got my feller, Hezzy. He's got a heart of gold and teeth to match. Oh, that boy, I'm telling you, he's got a face the girl gopher. That's what they call him, gopher face Hezzy. But that boy Hezzy is the most persistent feller I ever seen. He just won't take yes for an answer. I reckon every time he gets ready to get married and he thinks about that question, wilt thou take this woman, he wills. But I went down today to get my sister a new sweater. And there was some sales lady there, and she kind of asked me an odd question. She said, what bust? I said, didn't nothing bust. It just wore out. Well, you know, Copas, I didn't tell you about the trouble we had with Uncle Nabob, did I?
No, I don't believe so, Minnie. What happened?
Well, here, a while back in the wintertime, he was right poorly, and he went to Doc Payne, see, at Grinder Switch, and asked him to give him some medicine.
Oh, is that right?
Doc told Uncle Nabob to take a sip of medicine and a sip of wine twice a day.
Well, how's Uncle Nabob getting along, Minnie?
Well, right now, he's 5 days ahead on wine and 10 days behind on medicine.
No!
But I had an awful thing happen to me last night, Cope.
What happened?
A man tried to get in my upstairs window.
He did?
He did, a man. He had a ladder and everything, and he was a man was trying to get in my window.
Oh, no kid.
I called the fire department.
Now, wait just a minute. Why did you call the fire department? Why didn't you call the police department?
Well, he needed a longer ladder.
No!
Bye now, see you next week.
Well, thank you very much, Cousin Minnie. And our thanks in advance to our special guest for another one of those fine songs. How about it, neighbors? Here they are, the Lubin Brothers.
Minnie Pearl's
card, ain't she? Oh, she sure is. Arta, which one would you like to do for the friends tonight?
Copus, if you don't mind, we'd like to reach back one of our past releases and answer a lot of requests, When I Stop Dreaming.
That's one of my favorites, boy.
When I stop dreaming, that's when I stop loving.
The worst that I've ever been hurt in my life. The first time I ever have wanted to die was the night when you told me you loved someone else and asked me if I could flower unwanted in spring, alone and neglected, transplanted in vain, to a garden of sadness where it's fiddled with fall in the shadows of undying pain.
When I stop dreaming, that's when I stop thinking of you.
Flowers to bloom in the snow. You may take a pebble and teach it to grow. You may teach all the raindrop to return to the cloud, but you can't teach my heart to forget.
When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop crying for you.
And now, friends and neighbors, here is the grand old man of the mountains, Grandpa Jones, and he's doing for us a real fine song, The Rock Island Line. Here he is!
Now, this is the story of the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, she runs down to New Orleans. And right outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the train that go through that toll gate, they have to pay the man some money. Of course, if you got certain things on board, you don't have to pay him nothing. Now we see a train a-coming, and that train pulls down to the toll gate, and the driver, he shouts down to the man, and he says, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man says, well, you all right, boy, you go right on through. So the train goes on through. When the train gets up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed, and the driver, he thinks he's safe on the other side, why, he shouts back down the line to the man and he says, I fooled you, I fooled you, I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. You know where I'm going, boy? Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right and I may be wrong. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you found it. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard and the cat see me. Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like a panic. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm a free from sin. The good Lord's a coming for to see me again. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you gotta ride it like a fanny. Get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Well, we've had a lot of fun, and I think we'll just keep it going tonight. And let all of you folks out there get in the spirit of the thing. We have a spiritual song that we'd love to sing for you. And we'd like for all of you to pat your hands together. It's a hand patting type number. So on the second chorus, Randy Hughes and Johnny Johnson over here is going to tell you when. You watch them. Everybody join in and let's all have a lot of fun. And we do hope you enjoy this one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
I'm on my way to Bean Blossom, Indiana. Well, we sure had a fine time visiting with you tonight, neighbors, and we hope you'll be on hand next week when we'll come calling for you once again in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Ray Price, and he's bringing along Charlene Arthur. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry!
Have you tried the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes? They taste great, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, that's the big news, the exciting news about new, all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for the all-new Cavalier today in the smart new pack in red, white, and gold. Start enjoying the wonderful new blend of Cavalier tobaccos that give you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste. Just light up and draw that naturally rich flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there. It tastes so great. And it feels so great. Cavalier's new blend brings you fresh, rich tobacco taste and smooth smoke that feels good to you smoke after smoke. Tastes great, feels great. A great smoke. That's great new Cavalier. Today's the day for you to win new enjoyment with the wonderful and different all-new Cavalier cigarettes. The smoke feels as good as it tastes. This program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.